Logging out of your Oasis account while you were engaged in combat was the same thing as committing suicide. During the logout sequence, your avatar froze in place for 60 seconds, during which time you were totally defenseless and susceptible to attack. The logout sequence was designed this way to prevent avatars from using it as an easy way to escape a fight. You had to stand your ground or retreat to a safe location before you could log out. Daito's logout sequence had been engaged at the worst possible moment. As soon as his avatar froze, he began to take heavy laser and gunfire from all directions. The red warning light on his chest began to flash faster and faster until it finally went solid red. When that happened, Daito's giant form fell over and collapsed. As he fell, he barely missed crushing Shoto and the Kurosawa. As he hit the ground, his avatar's body transformed and shrank back to its normal size and appearance. Then, it began to disappear altogether, slowly fading out of existence. When Daito's avatar vanished completely, it left behind a small pile of spinning items on the ground. Everything he'd been carrying in his inventory, including the beta capsule. He was dead. I saw another blur of motion on the vid feed as Shoto ran back to collect Daito's items. Then, he looped around and ran back aboard the Kurosawa. The ship lifted off and blasted into orbit, taking heavy fire the entire way. I was reminded of my own desperate escape from Froboz. Luckily for Shoto, his brother had wiped out most of the Sixer gunships in the vicinity and reinforcements had yet to arrive. Shoto was able to reach orbit and escape by making the jump to light speed, but just barely. The video ended, and Shoto closed the window. "How do you think the Sixers found out where he lived?" I asked. "I don't know," Shoto said. "Daito was careful. He covered his tracks." "If they found him, they might be able to find you, too," I said. "I know. I've taken precautions." "Good." Shoto removed the beta capsule from his inventory and held it out to me. "Daito would have wanted you to have this." I held up a hand. "No, I think you should keep it. You might need it." Shoto shook his head. "I have all of his other items," he said. "I don't need this, and I don't want it." He held the capsule out to me, insistent. I took the artifact and examined it. It was a small metal cylinder, silver and black in color, with a red activation button on its side. Its size and shape reminded me of the lightsabers I owned, but lightsabers were a dime a dozen. I had over 50 in my collection. There was only one beta capsule, and it was a far more powerful weapon. I raised the capsule with both hands and bowed. "Thank you, Shoto-san." "Thank you, Parzival," he said, returning the bow. "Thank you for listening." He stood up slowly. Everything about his body language seemed to signal defeat. "You haven't given up yet, have you?" I asked. "Of course not." He straightened his body and gave me a dark smile. "But finding the egg is no longer my goal. Now, I have a new quest, a far more important one. And that is revenge." I nodded. Then I walked over and took down one of the samurai swords mounted on the wall and presented it to Shoto. "Please," I said, "accept this gift to aid you in your new quest." Shoto took the sword and drew its ornate blade a few inches from the scabbard. "A Masamune?" he asked, staring at the blade in wonder. I nodded. "Yes. And it's a +5 Vorpal blade, too." Shoto bowed again to show his gratitude. "Arigato." We rode the elevator back down to my hangar in silence. Just before he boarded his ship, Shoto turned to me. "How long do you think it will take the Sixers to clear the third gate?" he asked. "I don't know," I said. "Hopefully long enough for us to catch up with them." "It's not over until the fat lady is singing, right?" I nodded. "It's not over until it's over. And it's not over yet."